Well, yesterday we celebrated the birthday of our Savior, and as our opening prayer said today we're celebrating the birthday of the first martyr into the kingdom of heaven. So today is called St. Stephen's birthday because he's born again to new life as the first martyr of the Catholic Church, and he became a great saint. So when the Church honors a saint, it's not the day of their birth into this world. It's not their earthly birthday. It's always their heavenly birthday. Usually it's the day that they die, either by natural causes or by martyrdom. So today is the anniversary of the martyrdom of this great deacon, St. Stephen. He's called the proto-martyr because that means he was the first martyr to die for Jesus, probably about the year 34 or 35 A.D., What we know about him comes from the Acts of the Apostles. He was one of those seven deacons chosen by the apostles because it was felt that the Greek-speaking members of the early church were being neglected. The apostles began to be so busy with all their duties, the spiritual duties of preaching and administering the sacraments, as well as the duty of feeding the poor and taking care of the needs of the suffering. So because the apostles couldn't do all this, they decided they needed help. And so they got deacons, and they chose seven men to be deacons, or another word for servants, that would help with the distribution of clothes and food to the poor. That way the apostles could focus on preaching the word of God and administering the sacraments, doing the spiritual things. Well, with St. Stephen, yes, he was doing caring of the poor, but the Lord had given him a special gift of preaching, and preaching powerfully about the suffering and death of Christ and the resurrection of Jesus Christ, and that he was the Messiah that the Jewish people had long awaited for, and sadly, most of them did not accept. And so Stephen was known for his open profession of faith, his fearless witness to preaching that Jesus Christ was the long-awaited Messiah. And because of this, Stephen was arrested and dragged before the Sanhedrin on charges of blasphemy. And so Stephen had to stand before the sort of the Supreme Court of the Jewish people. And he professed even more boldly that Jesus Christ was Lord, he was the Savior, and he was crucified, but he was risen from the dead. And as the trial began to go on, they began to incite the crowd against Stephen. And Stephen looked up, and the heavens were opened, and he could see Jesus at the right hand of the Father. And Stephen boldly proclaims, "There is the Son of Man, Jesus, at the right hand of the Father." Of course, this infuriated the Sanhedrin all the more, and they gathered a crowd, and they dragged him outside of the city walls of Jerusalem, and they stoned him to death for blasphemy. And during the stoning, as we just read, Stephen forgave his murderers, and he could see again Jesus. He could look into paradise, and he can see Jesus at the right hand of the Father. And he prayed, "You know, Father, forgive them. They know not what they do." He echoed the words of Christ, and so he was stoned to death. And it says that there was a young man who sort of oversaw all this. His name was Saul of Tarsus. And perhaps this was the beginning of Saul's conversion. Perhaps this was when his hardened heart began to be softened, because he began to see this heroic witness of a man who did what Jesus said: love your enemies, pray for those who persecute you. And so perhaps this was the beginning of Saul's conversion, and he would become the great St. Paul, one of the greatest saints and missionaries that the church has ever had. So Scripture then goes on to say that the persecution that began with Stephen began to be brought about all throughout Jerusalem. Saul himself was the one who would lead the persecution, going from town to town, arresting men and women, and persecuting them, and sometimes even imprisoning them and killing them for their belief in Christ. But, as Tertullian said, the blood of the martyrs is the seed of the faith. And because of the martyrdom of Stephen and these early Christians, the church began to grow and to spread. And pretty soon we have the growth of the church, and the apostles would then travel through all the known parts of the world, spreading the gospel message that Jesus Christ is truly Lord, that he was crucified, but that he was risen from the dead, and that he is the Messiah, the Son of God. So we pray today asking St. Stephen for his intercession. He's been known for his powerful witness, and we're called to be witnesses of Christ in our own daily lives. We're called to evangelize, to spread the faith, and to be heroic witnesses like St. Stephen, the first martyr. And so we ask his intercession as we pray. St. Stephen, the first martyr, pray for us.